Well, joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babacki in to talk about the weather. Martin, thanks for your time again today.
Thank you very much, Sam. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, and happy 2019 to you.
Happy 2019 to you and to all the people of Gloucester. God bless you all.
Well, Martin, we are in the middle of a heat wave. I guess the big question is, when is this heat wave going to abate and bring us some cooler weather?
Well, at this stage, there's no sign that the heat wave will start easing off, and it's becoming a very complex weather pattern affecting Australia. What's going to happen, summer is going to be hot conditions, and by the time it's autumn, things is going to be slightly different, but there's no chance we could say conditions will start cooling at this stage. What's the climate outlook saying? What are they telling us? Much of the eastern mainland Australia and the rest of the country shows no strong push towards wetter or drier season or cooler season. Warmer days at night and during most of the days are likely for almost all Australia. And then there are very greater chance that 80% of most of the country will be affected by this heat wave. Tropical Pacific waters are neutral. This is where all weather patterns have been assessed and analysis. You wouldn't believe it what the results we're going to see, what's happening. And the tropical Pacific water are neutral near El Nino level. The atmospheric component of El Nino is not responding to the water. El Nino is not responding to the water temperatures. I've never heard that before. The Bureau model suggests that tropical Pacific surface temperatures are likely to reach El Nino level, but El Nino will never develop at this stage. This outlook is showing little signal for many, many typical Australian climate drivers that most of the neutral conditions is going to stay the same. It's not going to affect by the climate change modelings. It's not going to affect by the ocean temperatures. It's not going to affect by anything else. It's something, everything standing by itself. It's not having any interaction with the tropics. Even monsoon season hasn't started in the tropics. We're in the summer, monsoon hasn't started. And then all the conditions are becoming very, very difficult to assess. What's happening, drier than normal three-monthly outlook for eastern part of Australia. That's how it is. It's very dry conditions. What I'm saying, February to April is likely to be drier than most part of Australia, in eastern Australia. For the remainder of the country, there are roughly equal chance of wetter and drier for the next 3 months. There's no strong tendency towards wetter or drier or season ahead. Historical outlook accuracy for February to April is very strong, but this idea, not climate is not interacting with ocean temperatures, with monsoon seasons, with everything staying exactly as it is. That's what's giving us some problems at this stage to assess it. But I'm saying nothing is going to change. Conditions are going to stay like this. Weather situation right now, there's a high pressure system lies over Tasman Sea, while there's a trough extending for central Australia to southern inland New South Wales. The trough is drawing hot air mass from central Australia over New South Wales, while the high pressure is preventing cold fronts moving to virtually cool off the environment. So high pressure blocking the frontal system to cool in the environment, and then trough line dragging all the hot air from central Australia towards New South Wales. That's what's happening at this stage. This leading to a build-up heat, resulting in a very severe and extreme heat wave conditions for the most district. This pattern will be briefly interrupted of cooler change on Saturday, but again, heat conditions is going to come back again. So it's not going to be just cool and get over it. Heat conditions are going to develop. Looking at weather forecast for Gloucester area for next 2 weeks, starting from Friday, few clouds, maximum 39. Northwesterly winds, humidity 38%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 29 degrees. On Saturday, while the change come across, I mean, we're saying strong, the change came across some showers, I'm adding strong thunderstorms in it, because the instability of the atmosphere with this heat wave, with this moisture, could trigger thunderstorms. So I'm saying Saturday and Sunday we'll have thunderstorms activity and sometimes strong. But on Saturday, strong thunderstorms, maximum temperature 38, south-southeasterly wind, and then the humidity rising to 25%, about 8 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 28. Sunday, strong thunderstorms, temperature dropping from 38 to 29. And then the wind easterlies, 10 to 15 knots, humidity rising again to 50%, 7 millimeters of rain again. Soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 26 degrees. On Monday, few cloud, maximum 33. And then on Tuesday, few cloud, maximum 36. Again, start rising. You can see only 2 days will cool, Sunday and Monday. On Tuesday, maximum temperature rising to 36. Humidity 27%, soil moisture hasn't changed, 18%, soil temperature 27. On Wednesday, few cloud, maximum 37. North-northeasterly wind, humidity 32%, and soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms possibility with temperature, maximum temperature 35 degrees, wind again back to north-northwesterlies. That means there's a frontal system coming across, dragging warm air, and then 7 millimeters of rain. On Friday, the 25th of January, scattered thunderstorms, maximum temperature 37, wind east-northeasterlies 10 to 15 knots, humidity 55%, rain 12 millimeters, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 28 degrees. On Saturday, rain 35 degrees temperature. On Sunday, light showers, 36 degrees temperature. On Monday, light showers, 33 degrees maximum temperature. On Tuesday, rain, maximum temperature 29. On Wednesday, rain, maximum temperature 28. On Thursday, rain, maximum temperature 27. And soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 29 degrees. You can see that second week will be some good rain coming across. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it. And for more info, go to our website. Go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.